record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign in to the sign-in sheet at the podium. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. The first hearing today is conditional use number 1992, filed on behalf of W. Ralph Brumley. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a vendor or a lunch truck to sell foods and beverages to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 16,820,000 square feet, more or less. The land lying northeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway across from Route 5 Union Street Extended with a 911 address of 12209 Coastal Highway, Milton, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 235, Map 7, Parcel 44. For the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on August 7th of 2014, rendered their decision on August 21st of 2014, and the County Council public hearing was originally scheduled for October 7th of 2014. In information's public hearing process, we heard comments from DLDOT, the Sussex County Engineering Department. Mr. Brumley was present and gave testimony. The commission found there were no parties present in support of the application. The commission found that one party was present and advised the commission that the vendor's truck should be located inside the fenced area, that the crossover from Route 1 is supposed to be closed in the future, and that the use could create safety issues. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission August 7th, 2014, did defer action for further consideration. On August 21st, 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1992 for W. Ralph Brumley for a vendor, specifically a lunch truck, to sell food and beverages based on information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, this is a small use that will be located on property owned by the applicant. It will be temporary in nature and will primarily serve residents and visitors to the adjoining manufactured home park that he owns. Two, there is room for the use on the site, which also includes parking. There will also be room to pull off of Route 1 to access the food vendor. Three, the use will not adversely affect neighboring property, the community, or area roadways. Four, the use is appropriate for this location, which is next to the manufactured home park, which includes fishing areas and other activities for residents and guests. And five, this recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions. A, The use shall be limited to a mobile or temporary food and beverage vendor. When not in continuous operation, it must be removed from the site and must not become permanently located on the site. B, the use shall comply with all setback and parking requirements. C, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrances from Route 1. D, any trash containers associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. E, the hours of operation shall be from 6 a.m. until 9 p.m. And F, the final site plan for this use shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. In addition to parking other requirements of a final site plan, it shall also show the location of picnic tables or tents that were proposed by the applicant. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. For the benefit and reminder, on October 7th of 2014, the council opened a public hearing on this application and found that the applicant was not in attendance, that the application was moved to follow the next application. It was noted that a phone call was attempted to the applicant, however, there was no answer. It was also reported that the code has a reference for a failure to appear, therefore, there was a motion to deny the application due to the lack of a record. On December 2nd of 2014, council discussed this application for the purpose of further consideration and were advised that there are extenuating circumstances involving this application, that inaccurate information was provided to the applicant, causing him to miss the public hearing, that legal staff had agreed that a motion to rescind the vote was appropriate in this case, and that there was a vote to rescind the vote of denial on October 7, 2014, because the county provided inaccurate information to the applicant that caused him to miss the public hearing. Therefore, we're here today to hold that council public hearing for the record. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant or the applicant's representative here today and would like to come forward? Thank you, and give us your full name and address, please, and then sign in there too, please.
Thanks for a chance to review my situation again, Mr. President. In fact, anyway, my name is Ralph Brumley, actually Walter Ralph Brumley, but I don't use Walter. I live at 25601 Amy's Lane in Brumley Family Park. And I wanted to open this lunch truck, to kind of entertain our people there at the park and anyone else that would like to have a coffee to go up the road a little more aware of what's available to them. Anyway, and that's why I proposed this, and I thought it'd be an idea. And so now I'm before you guys to see what I can do. Anyway, any questions to me?
I just appreciate the opportunity to have you come here with a dream.
Thanks a lot.
We need more.
Well,
we do. We need more.
You know.
So thank you.
Is the hours what you requested, or are they all right? Hours that you requested, are they okay with you?
I think so. Yeah, 6 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock is plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I'd like to address the people that are going to work and hand them a cup of coffee and a donut if they wish. And who knows? Maybe I can get something like Helen's up in Smyrna. You know, you never know. You try somewhere, and if you can enlarge your business, well, do. If you can't, you got to put your foot out. Whether it makes it or not, it's another question.
Is there currently a location or exit off of Route 1 to this property?
There is. There was a daycare center. In fact, I tried to submit that first, and for years I had that, and unfortunately people couldn't pay the rent and give up on it. But it still has a nice big parking lot, and that's what it was to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll sit to the side when you come out and be able to address the neighbors and all. So it should be an asset to the neighborhood, you know, I'm hoping. But like everything, it's a gamble.
Well, this is beyond a lunch truck, based on these hours, I presume.
It is a lunch truck, yeah.
Well, I mean, just saying, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., you will be serving beyond lunch.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Maybe till 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, most likely.
Right.
You know, people don't get it. Usually it's going to work, not coming home, for far as the coffee is concerned.
Any questions from council? If there are not, do you have anyone else that would that you'd like to present to speak today on behalf of the application?
Well, my wife, I'd give her a nice job. You know.
Oh. She appreciates that.
Yeah. I say the wrong thing again.
Does she know this?
Yes. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of the application? Seeing none, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm fine if you guys.
Okay, you can have a seat there right now after you sign in.
I need you to sign in.
Oh, okay.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's the council's pleasure, I can read the short title.
We will close public hearing and okay with council close public comment. Mr. Moore, read the short title, please.
Yes, thank you. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a vendor lunch truck to sell foods and beverages to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 16,820.70 square feet, more or less, tax map ID 235-7-44, for the reasons stated by planning and zoning 1 through 4, and their conditions given 5A through F.
Pleasure, Council.
I'd like to move for adoption of the ordinance.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett, to approve conditional use number 1992 for the reasons and with the conditions as read into the public record. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I vote yes, and I personally apologize to our applicant for what has happened with this. I hope you can give McDonald's a real run for their money. And I'm voting because the commission found and the very same reasons and with those conditions.
Thank you. Mr. Arlett.
Yes, and for obvious reasons. We need more of you and appreciate the delay that allows me to vote today. So thank you so very much.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, I'll vote on recommendations of P&Z.
I also agree with the findings of planning and zoning. I agree with their reasons and conditions. Although yes, motion carried.
Okay, thank you. The next one is a case of conditional use 1994, Robert Wilkerson. Mr. Lang.
Bear with me just a second. Now, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 1.5 acres, more or less, for land lying north of Route 88, Cave Neck Road, 340 feet east of Road 261, Sweetbar Road, with a 911 address not available, with a tax map ID of District 235, Map 22, Parcel 18.09. Now, this application was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission in public hearing on August 21st, 2014. The Commission rendered a decision on September 11th of 2014. Council proposed to hold a public hearing on October 14th of 2014. For the benefit of the record, in the public hearing process before the Commission, we did receive DLBOT comments, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division comments. They are a part of the report before you. We had also received 6 letters and or emails in opposition to the application. The commission was provided copies for review. Robert Wilkerson was present and gave testimony. 2 parties spoke in support of the application. 9 parties spoke in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application, and on August 21st, 2014, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On September 11th of 2014, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he was prepared to make a motion, but asked if the other commissioners had any comments. Mr. Smith stated that the site is an appropriate location for an auto repair shop to serve the area based on some of the support heard during the public hearing. Mr. Ross agreed with Mr. Smith's comments. Mr. Burton stated he would be abstaining from participation in the discussion and vote since he was not present during the public hearing. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1994 for Robert Wilkerson for an automobile repair shop based on a record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, contrary to some of the statements made during the public hearing, this is not a conversion to a commercial or business zoning district. The use will be specific, with conditions and limitations placed upon it. Like any conditional use, if these requirements are violated, the conditional use can be terminated. Two, the use is relatively small in scope. If there was a home on the property, it is small enough for a use with no employees that it is similar to a home occupation. Three, while there are some relatively new developments in the area, it is still a predominantly rural agriculture residential area. Four, the use is adjacent to a much larger parcel owned by the applicant's family. Five, although there was some opposition to the application, I'm satisfied that these issues can be addressed through appropriate conditions. Six, I do not believe this use adversely affects traffic in the area. Seven, with the conditions and limitations placed upon this use, it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or the community. Eight, the use provides a benefit to Sussex County residents by providing a convenient location for automobile services. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the existing structure on the property. No additional structures will be permitted. B, the use shall be operated solely by the applicant. As stated by the applicant, there shall not be any other employees associated with the business. C, no outside repairs shall be permitted. D, no junked, unlicensed, or unregistered vehicles, trucks, or trailers shall remain on the property for longer than 6 months. E, no more than 10 vehicles, trucks, or trailers shall be located outside at any one time. F, the use shall include porta-potty or porta-toilet facilities. The nature and location of these facilities shall be shown on the final site plan and shall be screened from neighboring properties. G, there shall not be any outside storage of vehicle parts, equipment, scrap, or similar materials. H, there shall not be any vehicle sales occurring on the site. I, all dumpsters or trash receptacles shall be screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. J, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. K, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size per side shall be permitted. L, the area for outside vehicles shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. M, all oils, hazardous substances, fluids, and similar substances shall be stored inside in accordance with all applicable laws and regulations and shall be disposed of the same way. N, the hours of operation shall be between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried with four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining since he was not present during the public hearing. And for the benefit of council, I note that on October 14 of 2014, Sussex County Council opened a public hearing on this application, found that the applicant was not in attendance, that the application was moved to follow the next application, that it was noted that a phone call was attempted to the applicant, however, there was no answer, that it was reported that the code had a reference for a failure to appear, therefore, there was a motion to deny the application due to the lack of a record. December 2nd of 2014, the council discussed this application for the purpose of further consideration and were advised that there were extenuating circumstances involving this application, that the original public hearing was scheduled for October 21st, 2014, but was rescheduled for October 14 of 2014. that the date of the public hearing before the council was not updated to show the rescheduled date. That legal staff has agreed that a motion to rescind the vote was appropriate in this case, that there was a vote to rescind the vote of denial of October 7, 2014, because the county failed to update the new public hearing date listed on the notice posted on the applicant's property, causing him to miss the public hearing. In additional information, which I'll pass down in a minute, to date, in total, the department and administration have received 27 letters and emails in opposition, petitions containing 68 signatures, some photographs and exhibits, and I will pass those out. I just have one copy, but you can pass those out if you would review them as you're holding a public hearing. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Well, I do, of course. Mr. Lank, we're looking at a petition here with a lot of signatures on it. Now, help me understand the timing here. We just heard a lot of suggested ordinances, conditions to what the commission believes. I think it was 4-0. That's what they reckon. We heard a lot of conditions. Now, can you help me figure out, did these folks know about all those conditions before they signed this? Or, in other words, are they signing this?
It depends. I don't have that from it. It depends on the date of that petition.
Yeah, so you don't know whether they've heard that or not.
No.
Before they signed the petition.
Several parties asked what the decision was once there was a decision.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there are several parties that obtained copies of the minutes, and I'm sure there are several parties that reviewed the website to see what the decision was.
But we don't know if they're the ones that signed. Okay, thank you. But it was available.
Available, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Any other questions from council? Not. Is the applicant available? Is the applicant here? Would you like to come forward, please? Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. If you'll come to the podium, give us your name and address, please.
Robert Wilkerson. I live at 313 West 4th Street in Lewis, Delaware.
Okay. And can you explain what you're planning to do here and what you would like?
My plan is only to repair cars for the general public. And I have another source of income, and I do it at a lower cost than a lot of other places to help out people that are less fortunate. You know, I've even had some people from the new developments to come to me and couldn't believe how low my price was. And, you know, I just want to be able to provide a service for the community. You know, and at the same token, it keeps me busy and it keeps me around on the property. Before I started working on cars there, we were having problems with people just going into the woods, dumping trash and tires. In fact, my family, we paid to have over 2,000 or 3,000 tires removed from the property, and we had to pay to have them disposed of, because before I came back from out of Jersey down here, no one was around to look after the property, no one was there. So people were dumping tires, trash, and everything around. You know, since I've been there, I'm able to keep an eye on things and keep the place clean and keep it orderly. And I keep the grass cut. And I won't lie to you, at this present time, there may be more than 10 cars there, but I work on a lot of older cars because, like I said, a lot of people can't afford newer cars. And sometimes I bring a car in with all intentions of being able to have it back to them the same day. But at times, there's parts that I have to order. You know, I just can't readily put my hands on them because they're older cars. But I get them out as soon as possible. But what they said about the 10 car thing, then I wouldn't have any problem abiding by it. Because I fully heard and understood that, if I don't follow the condition, then I wouldn't be able to do what I was doing.
Okay. You heard the conditions that Mr. Lank read.
Yes,
sir. You're familiar with those, and those are acceptable to you?
Well, today was the first time that I heard them. Well, yes, I'm acceptable to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else to add? Or do you have anyone else here today that would testify that you want to call also to testify?
Yes, Robert Chandler.
Okay. Did he want to come forward and say anything, or you just want to wave your hand and say, I'm for it too? Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Okay, what we'll do, we'll start right over here left. You, sir, if you'd like to come forward. You can have a seat, sir.
Thank you.
My name is Maury Crawford. I live at 29575 Lonnie Lane in Milton, and which is Vincent Overlook, which is right nearby the property in question. Just a comment. The original building that was built on that property was built under AR1 as a storage building and is now being repurposed as a car repair service, and I don't believe there's the proper accommodations to do that. And based on the conditions that were read earlier, this is a picture that was taken. It doesn't need to be time-stamped because it was actually the day that it snowed, which is January 6th. And you'll count 18 vehicles on that property. And the one there by the road is for sale, which that was another condition. No cars for sale there. So I actually have a couple of the pictures. I don't know if you want to see those. So again, that already goes against the conditions that...
Well, realizing the conditions aren't in place yet, so you wouldn't have to live by the conditions.
I understand that.
Okay.
I'm just saying that.
Sure.
You can take a look at it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Where are you, sir, in relation to this photograph?
I'm...
Do you see this from your yard, your backyard?
No. I'm parked on Cave Neck.
Oh, but where you live, it really isn't something.
It's down the road and to the right.
Uh-huh, but is it within your scope?
My sight line?
At your home?
No.
Okay.
Not per se.
How far do you live from it? A mile?
I can jog to it, It's about 1,000 feet, something like that.
Some people can jog 26 miles.
No, I understand. Okay.
Not I, but...
Sir,
before you walk away, I'm sorry, I did have a quick question, if I may. President, may I?
Certainly.
Do you see any compromise, whereas you would be agreeable to something like this?
I don't think the property is properly set up for repair work, and even when you take a look at it, again, that building was set up as a storage building for agricultural, and I would, to me, to do any repair work there would have to go through extensive remodeling. If you want to do it, appropriately and to, do something to be competitive with some of the other businesses that are nearby that are certainly competitive when it comes to car repair. To me, it looks like a glorified junkyard right now when you take a look at those pictures.
So more so for you, it is aesthetics, so to speak, and how it looks and how it presents itself.
Well, and just in taking a look at what was presented as far as what he wants to do, the property was never set up for that, and I think it would have to undergo extensive changes. And I don't know that, you'd go through that kind of investment to try and make those kind of changes. I don't know that it's going to change much from what it looks like right now, and it doesn't look very good.
Thank you.
Can I have my old memory refreshed a little bit? I know DelDOT came in here somewhere, but was there an objection from DelDOT on this? Maybe I missed it. DelDOT have an objection? Are they? Did I miss it somehow when we read the...
Mike, can you address that, please?
DelDOT only responded to the our support facility report request and provided us responses based on the need for a traffic impact study.
Right.
And the level of service is not changed.
So they're not asking, they're not saying yes or no, we approve or don't approve?
What would happen if the council mm-hmm. so approved this
right.
application
mm-hmm.
and the applicant would have to go to DelDOT to get
right.
an entrance permit approval for a business?
He'll hear from them then. Mm-hmm. For the entrance,
right.
For sure. Okay, thank you.
I know there were some others that expressed a desire to speak. Who's next, ma'am?
want me to sign first?
Yes.
And give my us name your... is Jean Buddha. I live on Hudson Road. And I believe you have paperwork from me anyways. Number one, if there is a map with my paperwork.
It's in the pack of information.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you look at that map, two things. I added, this is the new one that's drawn up, and it shows his property, which is 18.09. Next to it is proposed housing. Then there is a field, which the rest of the family owns. Then there's another big empty field, which is the future development of River Rock from across the street. So that's not just an empty field. That's going to be future housing. If you go further down the road, which you're going down Hudson Road to Route 1, Creek Falls Farm is across the street. Cripple Creek is down the street, another housing development. If you come back to where his business is or located, and you go to Cave Neck Road, which is agriculture in Milton. If you were to continue down Hudson Road towards Route 9, there's Lazy Lake and Oak Ridge Estates, two more housing developments. If you go down Sweetbriar, you have Sweetbriar Development, the villages at Red Pond, besides the other housing developments. This is all housing developments. And as far as having a service, in my packet that went to planning and zoning, which, does that carry over to this council?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. I showed you in Milton, there's Kenny's on Route 1. There is a number of places to have your car fixed. You go on Route 9, there's also a number of places. So it's not providing a needed service. It's providing, he says, a service. But we have that all around us. Then also my packet, when you said visual, you can see what I see from the back of my deck and from my backyard.
I've seen those pictures.
There they are. So it's not just strictly visual. It doesn't belong in here. And it's just a storage unit that has been converted. And then also to add, and I wasn't going to say, but I've also called state police on it, so I'm on record. We were on the road, Roger and I. He's taking pictures, and I'm driving the car in front. Roger was taking pictures. There was a black car, kind of a sports car. I don't know my cars. All the windows are black. The car came out at us. And when I was turning down Hudson Road, I looked in my rearview mirror, and that car was behind me. So I said, instead of going to home, I went into Creek Falls Farm and drove around. This car proceeded to follow me all the way through. Then I parked in a driveway. Luckily, nobody was there. That car waited and then left. And I went home. Fault I did. I should have called the state police right away. I did call them later and told them about it. And they told me that the next time that happens, I'm to call 911 right away. Don't even hesitate. But I was a little taken back. I'm 70-some-odd years old. I've never had that encounter, and it did upset me. So I want you to have a whole picture of what's going on. I'm not saying a bad thing about Mr. Wilkinson. I'm just saying this is the wrong place for many reasons, and it's not because of just how it looks. Oh, and one other thing, as far as tires and things, that was at the end, which I know about because my neighbor's the one that called Del Dot, or whatever you call to have cleaned up. And that was the 1375. It was right over there next to, let's see, where is he? He's right here. It was next to what is it, Winstone? Anyways, that was the rest of the family's property owned. And whoever was doing it had a right to go on there, and they were salvaging. There were tires, there was wood, there was appliances, there was cabinets. And our neighbor saw it and called. And people weren't just driving in and dropping it. That was done as a business. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. I'm Nikki Trigg, 29729 Vincent Village Drive in Milton. I also talk fast, so you're going to have to warn me when I do it. Okay, and I don't see unless I have glasses on, so let me put these back. Okay, I'm going to address, and I'm going to try not to, because I kind of scratched off what they addressed. Yes, it is an eyesore. It's awful. Awful. I'd love to see it around your house. Matter of fact, you can have it. First thing, electricity. He doesn't have electricity. He has to use a generator. Generator makes noise. And yes, I can see his property from my backyard. I live on Cave Neck Road, goes right up on it. I see it. I see it every day, and I never get to get away from it. He doesn't have electricity. He's probably using a generator, because how would a storage shed have electricity? The bathroom. There's no bathroom. Yeah, he can get a porta potty. But you're sitting here now saying he needs to get a porta potty. You say 6 months. 6 months? You all have gone other issues. We're going to have to call you. We're going to have to get on you. We're going to have to petition. We're going to have to go through red tape for a bathroom. For a bathroom. The sign. Yeah, you can put a little sign out there. But even if he doesn't put a sign out there, there's no lighting out there at all. He's going to have to, even 5 o'clock in the evening, you know it's getting dark. What is he going to do about lighting? That's going to shine right in the backyard or the window of other people who are having their dinner with their children and doing homework. The road. DDOT hasn't, or DelDOT hasn't made the thing yet. There's no shoulder there. They took the shoulder. Tell you why they took the shoulder. When you come down here, that has been a horrible intersection right there at Hudson and Sweetbriar. They've had accidents there. When you go down that shoulder, you have to go almost onto, I'm sorry, Mr. Wilkerson, almost to where his driveway starts, if not the driveway is here, you have to go here. And if you're walking or running or anything on that shoulder of the road, you have to be very mindful, because they're going to hit you, because there's no place for him to have his automobiles come out in a safely manner, because they had to make a center thing so people could get out of the way to go on to Sweetbriar versus going straight on Cave Neck. They said it was a 10. Okay. I don't have to address the cars because you see that. In residential area, homeowners, okay. There's a tow truck there and boats. There's been boats there. There's a car there that has and that have been there so long, the grass has grown up around them. So that's I know that's thing. We talked about the shoulder repair, lights. Oh, okay. Let's go on to the environmental issue alone. Okay? Delaware is flat, so therefore everything stays in one area. I mean, I've noticed that, and I'm going to tell you, I'm from Maryland, so we don't have to have stormwater runoffs, but you do. Because water all sits. He doesn't have a place inside the storage shed to work on the cars. The cars have to be outside, right there on your grass, on your ground. So you're going to tell me that automotive fluids, and I don't know how to fix a car. I have a hard time adjusting my navigation system. But it tells me that gas, oil, antifreeze and other things leak out of cars when you work on them. They do. And all that stuff is going right down into the ground. It can go that way, it can go this way, or it can go straight down. You're at sea level here. Where is it going? But down. He doesn't have any kind of, and you know, I think anybody is afforded a living. I don't, and you know, And he's changed it now. Before, he was only going to work on his family automobiles. Now we've gone and we've made it to commercial. And I would like to know what residence he's used, because mostly every one of them that I've talked to, the only ones that are not opposing this are the ones who want that mall up there. And let me just say to you, I care less about the mall. I'm probably going to get killed when I walk out of here. But I don't care about the mall. I'm worried more about what's happening around our area. That's an agriculture residential area. We don't really have the need for an automotive shop there, as we've already said. Also, there's been burning back there. I don't know what he's burning, but you can see the smoke and stuff out of there. And how do I know it's him? Because, again, I'm very nosy. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm very nosy. I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch what you do, because you are, I made an investment to buy a house in a bedroom community where I can retire, where I don't have to hear, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear generators. And another thing, too, Sundays, there was a whole group out there on Sundays. Now, unless he's holding Sunday services there, and if he is, if he's got a good preacher, I might come. But there's people out there on Sundays. I see the door open on Sundays. I see things going on in there all the time. I hate to say it, but, you know, it's a very transparent area, and a lot of the people in this area are retired, and they watch. And they did know every stipulation that went on when they signed those petitions. I'm going to guarantee you that, because we have what is called a network. It's Vincent Overlook next door and Winstone next door and Planner's Mill. Every area in there, we're all linked to a website. And I myself went on, and I listed a lot of those things and a lot of that stuff in there before they signed petitions. And I put the petitions where they needed to go in order to get them signed. So everybody knew. So that's not a thing. And selling a car, he's got a car out there right now for sale. But I think that's all I can add. I do hope, though, that you will listen to us. I really, he's probably a wonderful man. I'm not saying that. I'm a wonderful woman. But the problem is as my counterpart says, it's just not what we want in our bedroom community. We didn't spend all that money to go and have a used car or repair shop in that area. And if you go by and look, where is he going to work on the cars but on the ground? The ground. Environmental, and I'll tell you, and I'm really sorry I didn't call EPA and get them out there and let them take a look at it, or storm water, because they would go crazy if that happened, and you know that. You know that. I mean, you know, you were in, and the first time an accident happens when somebody pulls out or something like that, everybody's going to say, oh, gosh, you know, we should have. Now's the time to act. We just need to oppose this. We just need to get rid of it. It just doesn't need to be in our little neck of the woods. Thank you for listening. Oh, did anybody have any questions for me?
No, thank you. I guess not.
I have a quick one. May I? Yeah, just again, is there any circumstances that you would be agreeable to something like this there?
Yeah, out on Route 1.
Okay.
I'd love him to go out on Route 1. He could go where he lives. He can go anywhere else, just not there. I mean, if he could find a way, no, because you're still with the environmental issues. You're still with the traffic issues. You're still with the bathroom issues. You're still with the, I mean, every issue still comes into play. He can't afford, and another thing, too, I really don't want a business there. I really don't. I mean, seriously, I really don't. And if you open this up to him, what else happens? What, you're going to put a gas and go there next? What's going to go, a convenience store there next? You know, it's just not, there's plenty of places in Sussex County that you can put places that you don't need to be putting. No, for me, no, I'm sorry. And I don't know this gentleman, and, you know, this is nothing to do with him. It's just that, no, there's no.
Okay. I have a question. Okay. When did you purchase your home? You said your
4.5 years ago.
Was it there then?
No.
It was not there.
It was not there to this extent. I mean, the building was there, but there wasn't any kind of cars and things of that nature there that I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
It really got bad. It's for me, it's been about a year and a half coming on. And you know, I knew that he was out there doing stuff like that, but honestly, I just thought it was a storage shed, mm-hmm. you know, so. Okay, any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to me.
Is anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Beverly Delisanti, 29724 Vincent Village Drive. I'm in the same neighborhood as Nikki is. I do not see the property from my home, but I drive by it just about every day as I go down to Milton to do my activities and my volunteer stuff. And the only thing that I wanted to add is I do oppose it. We have seen activity at night. There was one instance at 11 o'clock at night that there was a group of people outside this repair shop. And then on a Sunday, another time we saw, and there was more than 15 people there, so you're not repairing cars on a Sunday afternoon, and we had just gotten back from church, so it probably was 1 o'clock, something like that. I didn't take a picture, but I just, you know, really don't think we need to have a commercial property on Cave Neck there. We're trying to preserve our farmlands. We came here because we like that feeling of the country, and if we start having businesses just across the way, as Nikki said, there could be an opening for other opportunities for commercial property. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
And I think I saw one other hand in the back. Yes, two.
My name is Maureen Gasparic. I live at 29589 Lonnie Lane in Milton. And I have some pictures also. They're a little bit bigger, so easy to see, if I can present these to you. And that was more than the original 8 to 10 cars that was supposed to be there. And I would like to know if any of you would like to look at that on a daily basis outside your house. So originally he was doing it for family and friends. So from family and friends, it went way beyond. They're all older cars, which means, and he said himself, that the parts are going to take a long time to get if he ever gets them at all. So that means that those cars are going to be sitting there, not in a day or two or a week or two. It's going to be there for months. And every person that then brings an old car in is going to be sitting there for the same amount of time. You're going to be looking at those cars in that number forever. So he already said it was going to be family and friends, and it's way beyond family and friends now. So I don't know how you could trust somebody like that. And I have other things to do with my life other than having to call to say that he's not living up to his commitment and obligation.
Okay, I saw someone else that had their hand up. Sir?
Thank you, ma'am.
And you could see some of those cars do not have plates on them.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Roger Bowden. I live on 16419 Hudson Road. I have a prepared statement in front of me just so I don't forget. Friends and family. What constitutes friends and family, which was his original purpose of applying for this conditional use permit? He's been averaging over 18 vehicles daily since probably midsummer. And we've counted as many as 28 vehicles in one single day. Cars have been outside of the building being repaired on, not inside the building. There was part of the conditions that were, if he was going to be approved, he would have to do, but he has been made no attempt to even apply those conditions. He knows what the conditions are going to be, but he's been no attempt whatsoever to comply to those. So what happens, you know, down the road if he gets this approved? There has been times that more than one person has been working on the vehicle. You know, I can't say that he has undercover, you know, other people working here. I don't know, just that I have observed other people working on the vehicle. There are a number of vehicles on a property that are unregistered. Some have been there for some time, over 6 months, and appear to be junk cars. Car is currently on the lot for sale. He had one previously, so this is the second one that he has for sale on here. Waste oil is still an issue, especially if vehicles are being worked on outside. We are concerned about the groundwater being contaminated. Who's going to be responsible for cleanup? Who's going to take care of my well if it's been contaminated with waste oil? The shop has been open on some Sundays. We've seen them out there working. There has been night activity. Don't know what that night activity is, but it's been certainly after the posted hours. If the conditional use is granted, it opens the door, which sets a precedent for other commercial enterprises. Example, there was a cell tower that was turned down. There was a convenience store that was also turned down because of the AR1 zoning. All of those businesses were going to be within shouting distance of the current activity. The zoning and the planning and zoning rejected those, but now they want to go ahead and implement another business.
Excuse me,
after they rejected twice.
I didn't catch that. Planning and zoning rejected.
What's it? Well, there was two businesses. One was for a cell tower. I think it was a Verizon cell tower that put an application directly across the street. And also there was a convenience store that wanted to put in a business directly across the street. Petitions were turned down by the planning and zoning.
Close to this area? On road frontage in this area?
Directly across the street from...
From it?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The original building was built under AR1 as a storage building. It is now being repurposed. You've heard this. It's being repurposed as a car repair service. Under code, a building that is to be repurposed needs to go through the permitting process. The exception is conditional use permit, and Mr. Wilkerson has been using the guise of friends and family. In this case, it would be a gross violation of the zoning use, and allowing a conditional use would essentially allow this business to do whatever Mr. Wilkerson wants to do, which he has been doing right along, and it will only get worse, which is proven by his actions, by disregarding guidelines set back in September. I respectfully submit this. Are there any questions?
Questions of council?
No.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Would you like to submit that to the record?
I did.
We've got it up here.
We have it up here.
We got that in pictures.
Okay. All right.
Anyone else want to speak in opposition? Okay. Mr. Moore?
Yes. Before we close the record, Mr. Lank, could I ask a couple questions? If this, and I recall we had another similar situation some time ago, if this application was not approved, would the applicant still be able to work on vehicles himself and for friends on the property?
No.
Because there's no house on it?
Doesn't live on the premise.
Okay. He would be able to convene, have friends on the property at different hours, unrestricted, because there's a garage or a storage building there?
It's his personal property. We couldn't stop it.
Okay.
Just to add to that, the parcel is over an acre, zoned residential, AR. It's permitted to have an accessory building on premise without a dwelling for accessory use or storage purposes. That's why the building's there.
Okay.
Repeat that one more time, Mr. Lankel.
Because it's zoned AR1, mm-hmm. and it's over an acre, it's permitted to have a building permit for a accessory building
mm-hmm.
for storage purposes or personal garage or whatever, but only for his personal use.
Without the home.
Right. The home on premise.
Yes. Right. Uh-huh.
If it were smaller, he would have to have a house on it to have the accessory building. Yes. Is that correct?
That's what you're saying.
Under an acre would require, if nothing else, a public hearing before the Board of Adjustment. You have an accessory building on less than an acre, mm-hmm. or you would have to have a dwelling on premise to get an accessory building permit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are my questions. Was there anyone else that was wanting to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's the council's desire, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. If it's okay with council.
Actually, before we do close, I think Mr. Wilkinson has his hand up back here.
I know we normally do not allow the applicant to come back and speak.
I just want to make one thing clear.
I'm sorry. What we normally do is we have the applicant give a presentation, and then we have the opposition.
But you know,
Okay. We'll close public comment. And close public hearing, is okay with council? And Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title, and we just, as a suggestion, might want to consider deferring this to Mr. Cole to get back and listen to it, but that's a...
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automotive repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5 acres more or less, tax map ID 23522-18.09 for reasons 1 through 8 as given by planning, zoning, work conditions 9A through O.
Pleasure, council.
I move for that we defer it to Mr. Cole is here.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson.
May I?
Questions?
Yes, sir. Because Councilman Cole is not here during the public comment session.
Yes, he can listen to the public record.
Allowed to vote?
He is allowed to vote, but he would have to listen to the
public record on tape.
Yeah. Just want to make sure we clarify.
Yep. Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Okay, now we're going to go back to grant requests. Mrs. Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr.